Please stay on the line and the next available representative will be with you momentarily. This call may be recorded for quality assurance purposes.
Hey, Nadia.
Yes.
Hey, so with the two calls that we listened to here, there was the one, where there just wasn't any, there wasn't any like, you didn't open the call. There was nothing heard as far as, any attempt to contact the customer, or anything like that. I checked the IT group and I didn't see anything, posted there about any equipment issues or internet issues or anything like that. So that's why you had gotten a zero for that call as far as for an autofill for it. And then the other one, the second one with that Alabama appointment line, on there, even though the customer spelled his name out to you, you still have to spell it back to them. Even if their name is Bob Smith, everybody knows how to spell Bob and Smith. Even if he spells out Bob Smith, you still have to spell Bob Smith back out to him. And then, say back, repeat the phone number back. If they put an email on file, you got to repeat the first half of that email. So if it was like bobsmith@gmail.com, you say, okay, so that's bobsmith@gmail.com, right? And so that's why they autofilled you for that, because you didn't re-verify the customer's information after they gave it to you. And then also on there, let's see, you didn't do like word for word the opening. So they have like three separate greetings sort of. So there's the, greeting for if somebody's holding on the line waiting for the call to be answered. Thank you for calling the COVID vaccine registration line. My name is, we're currently pre-registering citizens who would like to be notified when the vaccine is available. May I have your county? There's a callback where if they select the option to have a callback, that's a whole separate thing. Then there's one for leaving a voicemail. The state, they want these things read word for word. So you got to read it word for word on this script and all that. So that's why they had autofilled you for that one as well. And then again, there were two other 90s where, you just didn't correctly brand the call. You asked them to, please have a good day, whatever, but you still have to put in there, thanks for calling customer service, and then you could say, have a good day. Or have a good day, and then thanks for calling customer service.
Okay.
And I know that you've been, going through, a whole lot with, with your mom and, with school and everything else like that, and then, having issues with work and stuff like that and making your shift. And it's definitely understandable, especially, when it's just you trying to do everything. But still, you got to, do your best, your absolute best to, follow the call handling protocols and procedures and stuff like that for, each campaign. Definitely, attempt to open, the calls if nobody's there. Make sure you disconnect in under 45 seconds. and all of that. Because that also, is going to affect your QA bonus. So that's extra money that you get for getting, perfect scores, or you still get, if you get a less than perfect score, you still get, you still get some bonus, but it's not as much. But yeah, I mean, it's still, it's basically, it's free money sitting on a table. So definitely take advantage of that. But what we will have to do is, it's just gonna be a coaching and counseling. Basically just saying, that we've talked about, these issues, and, we definitely just, moving forward, don't want them to continue again, because, you are a good agent. You do well with your customers. You do good with product knowledge and your saves and stuff like that. But, it is just lately, with everything you had going on, your quality has slipped just a little. But, we definitely want to just make sure that it stays where we both know, that you're capable of, because you are good. You are a good agent.
Thank you.
But, let's make sure. And if you ever have any questions, even if I'm not at work, you can hit up any of the other leads, or, management, or whoever, and say, hey, I don't know about such and such, or I'm having a problem with this or that. Or, hey, there's this QA. I don't think Vince is at work. Can you look at it? Can you tell me what it means? Can you tell me why I was counted off? Whatever, whatever. Like, even though I'm your, direct lead, any of the other leads could help you with anything if you ever needed it. But, again, I'm always here to help you whenever I can. And that's no problem at all. But if you needed like immediate help and I wasn't at work or something, then, it's cool to hit one of them up and ask them. They can still look into it, listen to the call and tell you this or that, or try to help you understand what you should do next time, or how to better understand it, if that makes sense.
Yes.
All right. And, don't worry too much. I mean, even though this is something going in the system, after 90 days, it disappears like it never even happened. It's not like a written warning where you're about to be fired, nothing like that. So don't worry too much. But definitely let's make these, the necessary changes as far as, with those appointment lines, read it word for word, repeat that stuff back to them, letter by letter, number by number. Make sure you're opening and closing the calls with thanks for calling customer service. And then, make sure you're, opening or attempting to open, each call. And if you suspect that you may be having some type of headset issues or internet issues, just to be safe, put it in IT, say, hey, I think I'm having some problem. Can somebody help? And even if they don't get back to you right away, eventually they would, but at least we know that there are some issues going on and we can get it fixed. So that way, you're not getting, the zeros on these QAs and then, other stuff and all that, right?
Yes.
All right. I don't have it written out, but I will here shortly. So if you just, just give me a few, and then, you can just look it over. You can always leave comments. You can refuse to sign it. You can accept to sign it. but I'll let you know when it's ready. You can log in and do that. Do you have any questions about anything?
So what did you say? What am I saying? What?
So it's you would log into and I can help you, you know, get back to it, but because I think the last thing you had was a developmental coaching back in like early February or late January, but it's just it's like just like a disciplinary in the system saying, you know, on such and such date, this is what occurred, you know, Miss Johnson did such and such, you know, moving forward, you know, this is what we talked about, this is what we want and all that, you know, and then it's just a coaching and counseling, like a disciplinary that we've talked about, you know, an issue like this before that's somewhat similar. And so we just moved up one step. Does that make sense? Did that answer your question?
Yes.
Okay. But yeah, I'll let you know as soon as it gets done, and then you can go back into team meeting, and you know, I help you get logged in or whatever if you need it. Is there anything else that you have any questions about?
Can you tell me, I don't know, I need like a 10 or 15.
A break?
Yes.
Yeah, hold on, let me look.
Let me try, see. I had a headache.
Yeah, actually, you're next and you can go. You say you've been having a headache?
Yeah, and I had two joints. I have a poking early, and I think it's weighing down. I just need like at least 15 minutes.
Go ahead. Yeah, you can go ahead because you're actually next, and there's only one person on break, so you can go ahead and I'll approve you and just go ahead and go, okay?
Okay.
All right, and I'll talk to you later. I hope you feel better.
Thank you. And you say you're going to send it to me, and then once you send it, just go into your meeting and fill it out.
Yeah. I'll let you know when it's ready, and then we'll go back and team meet it, and I'll help you sign back in.
Okay.
All right. I'll talk to you later.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Yep. Bye.